That's definitely some psychopathic behavior.
Yeah, full on dryjacking is just you've got to be kind of crazy.
Is this the podcast now?
Yeah, now it's the podcast.
Okay, now this is the
perfect.
Oh.
No, I would love to have the OnlyFans and do a vid where it's just a like a 13-minute dry jack, just looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Low lights. I turn my Google lights to 10%.
Okay, Google, turn lights to 10%.
Yeah.
Okay,
Purple.
Google, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just look at the camera the whole time, straight face, dry jack, 13 minutes, no sound on the video.
You don't even come at the end.
Yeah, the video ends and I'm still jacking it.
Yeah,
You're just gently trying to edge as much cum out as you can to lubricate your dick.
yeah,
it's
it's honestly, it's a fight for my own safety in the last 5 minutes of the
Yeah, you ran out of video storage, which is why
video.
it cuts. You don't even it doesn't you don't even see you get up to turn off the camera. It just dies.
What it needs to be is I need to like record it on my inactive iPhone and then just record it with my new iPhone, just record the screen playing a video, and then you see like the storage alert pop up on the other phone.
Yeah.
And then the video ends right there.
Yeah, that's
I'm
pretty good.
recording it on the Snapchat camera.
Yeah. Yeah, it's after the minute mark. Yeah.
No, you pull the Parni and you're screen recording it on Snapchat. If that makes
Yeah.
sense. I mean, like you're screen recording
Yeah.
the
Right.
That's
Yeah.
perfect. Then I post that video once a month.
Yeah, it's just same video. You never do another one. It's just
Yeah.
you
You
can't
add another
really.
second every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my OnlyFans thing. That's how I'm gonna get famous doing that.
Speaking of OnlyFans, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Whoa podcast. We have Elon OnlyFans, Scott here with us tonight. Well, I guess today. I don't know, man. It's fucking Tuesday night, but
It's
it'll be Wednesday when you listen.
yeah.
Yeah. But what's up, Scott?
Or what's up? Oh, hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's up with
What's
you?
up?
We're just dry jacking, man.
Yeah,
Hey,
let's have like a one-on-one
how's
real
going,
quick.
guys? How's
Me and
everything
him.
going?
Yeah,
And you.
How's everyone doing?
listen. Great. I've been drinking the same cotton candy bang since 1 p.m. today.
I just want to say thank you for letting me have the opportunity on this podcast.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you're
I
welcome. It
think.
was actually it all kind of fell on me, to be honest.
It
I
fell on
kind
you?
of I yeah, I kind of gatekeep the podcast.
Yeah.
You don't. No, you
We'll
don't. No, you're not.
send guest recommendations into the group chat we're in, where it's just us. And he'll send a thumbs up emoji if it's okay, and then he'll send a thumbs down with like a red alarm kind of siren if it's like bad.
Yeah. And really, I don't take the time to really look into anyone. It just kind of depends on the name and the time of day that they present it to me. There are times where I don't want to be bothered.
So
Yeah.
you like are you like a
You
like
know,
an
I just
emperor
kind
sitting on like a throne? Just like
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty pissed that day
you
you
have them
thumbs
murder
down
you
Dan
have
Crenshaw for
them. Yeah, that
the podcast. Yeah, it was a bummer,
Yeah.
man. That one-eyed freak. We could have gotten a
Yeah.
lot out of him.
He should have died in
So
battle.
close. He was so close to coming on, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we were in the works, and
Yeah.
he was like, "Let me see what we can do," and we all kind of LOL'd about it in the group chat because the eye patch. Yeah, and then we were like, "Hey, Cave," and he was like, "No, I don't want that loser on my podcast."
Just kind of thumbs downed it,
Yeah.
that's just the power that I have here. Now it's just the kind of guy I am. I'm a take charge, macho dude.
Yeah,
If this
he's.
was if this was Saturday Night Live, they'd make you apologize.
Yeah, well, good thing this isn't Saturday Night Live.
Good thing.
Yeah, this is Cave Night Live. Every Tuesday and Friday.
What's your dream Saturday Night Live like lineup? Not like writers or anything, just like like host and musical guest.
That's a good question.
My ideal Saturday Night Live is Charlie Sheen taking the whole show off the rails. It doesn't matter who else is on the show. He's just ranting for the monologue for an entire hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the music?
Corey Feldman's the music guest.
Yeah.
With his angel performance.
Yeah, yep. he's on the hoverboard doing the song while Charlie Sheen's screaming about having HIV.
Yeah, how does that song go? Does anybody remember how that's... You remember that on the Today Show when he went on that song?
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
It's like the fucking dubstep one, isn't it?
I forget what it was. It was like something like... He was like this dark angel, and then all the girls were like white angels.
Yeah. He wants to be Michael Jackson so bad.
It was a very shallow interpretation of what he was trying to say. It was like some metaphor for something, but it was like very not very well thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, go for it is the name of the song.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, yeah. It was like so bad.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he rocked.
He was definitely poor guy.
Yeah. The best part about it is that he got fucking a Snoop Dogg feature on this song. I love that he drained his bank account to get Snoop Dogg on this fucking dubstep pop song.
Because we know the Lost Boys money isn't still coming in through the door.
Yeah, Corey Feldman's been trying to rake in on Hollywood pedophile hush money, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is that what he's been doing lately?
He'll come out and be like, I'm gonna air out all the pedophiles in Hollywood, and then he won't say anything for like a year, and then he'll pop back up and be like, "I'm making a movie about all the pedophiles in Hollywood," and then you won't hear from him again.
Right.
So I don't know if he's signing like NDAs that last a year and like getting money passed over to him, and then he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna say it now. Contract's up."
The problem is that when he was a kid, all the pedophiles that touched him are like fucking old or dead now, probably.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
well, the coolest pedophile that touched Corey Feldman didn't even touch him physically; it was emotionally, and it was Michael Jackson.
That's true,
dude. He went up to bat for that motherfucker for so fucking long.
Oh yeah,
like, that's probably why
Michael Jackson didn't do it.
Are we sure?
No,
are
I thought
sure he didn't do it.
I thought a whole documentary came out about Michael Jackson doing it.
Yeah, the documentary changed Corey Feldman's mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody loves to see a black man down, you know.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson wasn't black.
Yeah, well, he was. He wrote a whole song about how.
He was like light skin. That doesn't really qualify.
No, he had that disease.
Vitiligo.
Yeah. Vitiligo. Yeah.
Yeah, vertigo, where like he got sick during heights or whatever and would fall over.
Yeah, you get up high and you get sick, and the only way to feel normal again is to have butt sex with a kid.
Yeah.
No, vertigo is when you get scared of heights, and then the only way to not be scared is to turn white.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So scared, you know who wouldn't be scared? A white man.
I can't believe they're coming at me after me because I'm black.
Michael, that man got nothing to fear in America.
It's because you're fucking kids, Michael.
Yeah.
No, they don't care about us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna vertigo fuck some kids.
At a certain point, I feel like he was just like showboating. He's like, let me make myself stand out more and also still fuck kids.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and then he draped one out of the window in his apartment and was like, does it look like I'm fucking this one?
Ew, I'm just hanging it out the window.
Yeah. He's holding the kid. The camera shows up. He's just, ew, a kid. He's going to throw it up there.
I don't even like kids, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Jackson rocks. Thriller is
honestly, everyone like
albums.
Loved his music, and I'm just like, not for me.
You're not a fan of the King of Pop?
I love his music still.
Oh, yeah, I love his music.
I'm not a big, like, I'm not really into like that kind of music.
That's I understand that. I mean, like that's not how I feel, but you know, what kind of music do you like?
I like a lot of stuff, but mainly like metal.
Oh yeah.
So it's a pretty alienating. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, my dog keeps barking. I'm just like trying to like.
It's okay.
It's keep fine. It down.
It's cool. I just want to say sometimes a train really goes in the background of Chris.
Yeah. All right, man.
Real quick here, Prince Michael Jackson II, the kid that got hung off the balcony, is 18 years old now.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear.
Now Michael can touch.
What is that? What does that mean now for him? Yeah. What's his life like?
I don't know. I'll be honest. There are some pictures where looks like he might be kind of unhinged.
Does he have a Twitter account?
That's what we need.
I don't know. I'm just looking at Google images, but just to kind of like paint a picture here, it looks like he's wearing a Marvel like Spider-Man shirt that you could find at Walmart.
Oh, nice.
Well, what's the guy's name?
Prince Michael Jackson II.
Well, son? But also to be fair, is you know they don't let like his estate did not let Michael's children or family see anything that he had. They got so royally fucked over by Michael Jackson's estate. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he called his son Blanket. Is it because Blanket's always on top of him?
Did he? Was that not just a South Park bit?
It says like Blanket. Prince Michael Blanket Jackson. Blanket is like his nickname, I guess.
What the fuck? Why? Well, okay. Why is his nickname Blanket?
I don't know. I really have no idea.
So Michael Jackson on Google, Prince Michael Jackson II's only parents are listed as Michael Jackson. Did Michael Jackson conceive and birth his child?
Yes. Well,
I would love that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, Michael Jackson was a very well known hermaphrodite.
He was able to conceive children in his own.
Well, that's a very dangerous power for him to have.
He did. That was his power. That's all he could. That's why there were so many kids at Neverland Ranch all the time. He was making them.
He'd seahorse children.
Yeah, he constantly just like, yeah, exactly.
Well, he was married to Elvis's daughter, I think is what it was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
That is insane. Yeah, Lisa Marie Presley, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Blanket or oh yeah, he doesn't need one.
No, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, he was made famous by being dangled over. I'm pretty sure that was Blanket, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's who it was. Yep.
Why did he do that? What happened? What was the situation with that? Does anyone know?
I know, like paparazzi was like going crazy on him when he did it. I don't know. Maybe he just snapped.
He probably thought it was funny. I mean,
he's like, haha, look it.
I mean, his dad did some worse shit than dangle him over a balcony, you know?
Didn't they, like, cut his fucking vocal cords or whatever?
I don't know. I know for a fact that his dad was like, if you fuck up, you're going to die.
His dad was like, there are snipers watching you. If you miss your dance step, they'll shoot you. When he was like 6.
Yeah.
And signed to Motown.
That's a good way to like make sure he doesn't fuck it up.
Yeah, like.
It's effective. I mean, that's why I was scared to move at the Pepsi halftime.
Maybe he thought the snipers were looking at him, so he held his kid to be like, hey, maybe the bullet will hit the kid instead of me.
He pops up in the halftime show, the Pepsi halftime show, and he's just standing there, everyone's cheering, and he's like, I forgot what the move was, and I can't let them shoot me. So he's just standing there as everyone cheers, and then he slowly remembers the moves.
He's like, do I take off my hat? That's why he takes it off really slow. He's like checking, hoping to see a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I started moonwalking, was to dodge the bullets, kind of throw him off. They thought he was going to go one way, but he started going the other way.
Yeah, that's where the lean came from Smooth Criminal as well. His entire career, he just hired snipers.
He was trying to dodge bullets every time he was on stage.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It says here, in an apparent attempt to connect with his fans gathered below, the singer held the boy using just one arm around the baby's waist over the edge of the metal railing wall, greeting the crowd gathered four stories below.
So it was an honest mistake.
Some also screamed.
So it was an honest mistake.
I want to meet the people who cheered.
Yeah, those people probably rock.
Yeah. Those people are the ones that I want to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's someone that needs to be on this podcast.
What was going through your mind? Oh, we just thought he was going to drop the baby.
We were excited.
We were going to try and catch it.
We were going to try to catch it. I thought it was like a baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean,
catch Michael Jackson's baby, you get to keep it.
Yeah, it's like a t-shirt.
If we're being perfectly honest, if that baby falls and you're the one to pick it up, dead or alive, that thing is going bonkers on eBay that night.
Right when you're dead,
you're selling blanket. Michael Jackson's real son dropped from the balcony.
$25 or best offer, and the bidding starts. Oh shit! Yeah, that'd be great. Oh damn.
Yeah, that's
eBay around.
I would think so. He did it when he was a baby, so I guess it would have been what, fucking 18 years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. eBay's been around for a long time. It was like the first place you could buy shit online.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was 1995? Yeah. Shit. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So
eBay was definitely gone.
I remember my aunt when I was a kid used to buy like shit off eBay all the time.
Yeah, my dad used to buy shit off eBay too.
Be gay and you can only buy like AIDS medicine.
Yeah, it's the person making the most money on there is Magic Johnson.
Yeah. What else could you sell on eBay?
Yeah, on the front page poppers. Of eBay, it's the cure for AIDES.
eBay has poppers.
Bidding starts at $4.1 trillion.
Yeah. Magic Johnson's AIDS Magic medication.
Cure for AIDS. One dose. $4.5 trillion.
Yeah, and then it's like just poppers, and then God, I'm trying to think of what else gay people like.
The Tyler the Creator Jenny's ice cream.
Yeah, and there's like a Chick-fil-A gift cards.
One hit bowls. That's a gay thing to do.
Yeah, bad nail polish that chips really eat.
I don't know, man. I like the ones that the metal cigarette runs you put in the wood thing, the wood
container.
Yeah,
in the dugout. Yeah.
Yeah, those are always nice.
It's just so convenient to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like little onesies.
Yeah, I roll backwards like a fucking man.
Dude, I don't even smoke weed. I eat weed. I eat like
I don't really
edibles.
Smoke weed either.
I like eat edibles, and then I'll like just wait too long to get high.
I'll smoke a dab pen sometimes, like a fucking 13-year-old Gen Z kid that's like got 1,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't relate. I just like getting violently drunk.
You said you smoke a dab with a 13-year-old that has 1,000 followers on TikTok.
No, I smoke.
That's cool.
My respect for Chris gets higher and higher.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lit, dude.
Chris is like, tag me, seriously.
Tag me.
Just, you know, put my tweet out there. Yeah. It's a picture of a dude fucking a cucumber.
I didn't know, dude, I didn't know that.
I know you got the Stormy Daniels follow on TikTok.
Dude, yeah, I didn't know Jay was 13. I thought he was older than that.
Fuck you.
That's funny. That's funny to me. Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'm going to start selling carts. I think that would be funny. Just deal carts.
I love
someone on Snapchat that's just like selling carts all the time.
I was just going to say, it's just Chris has like a private Snap story for Columbus, and then like you and I are on there for some reason. He's like, hey, guys, hit me up for carts.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, bro. I'm like 1,500 miles away from you.
Yeah.
They try to mail you cards and catch a felony.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a funny story. One time, this was a few years ago in South Dakota, we tried to get some guy from California to sell his weed. And fucking he like tried to send it in a jar of peanut butter, I guess, because that's like a smart way to do it. And it got like intercepted by the fucking FedEx guy. It was shipping it to my friend's house, and the FedEx guy comes like knocks on the door and is like, "Hey, is this package for you?" And my buddy knows what it is. He's like, I don't know anything about it." He's just like interrogating him about what the hell is in the package, and the FedEx guy just walked out with it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's like, hey, damn, how the hell did you know?
Y'all are some pussies. I'm pulling in the FedEx worker at gunpoint. Right. he's coming in my house, whether he likes it or not, right?
Apparently I heard that if you're gonna do that shit, you shouldn't do it over like FedEx. You should use the USPS.
Yeah, the USPS legally can't look at your mail.
Yeah, so like, but FedEx can do whatever the fuck they want.
Right, because they're not legal.
They're illegal, binding. Actually.
Yeah, that FedEx is illegal. That's why they're called FedEx.
They let them operate because they have so much money, right? And like they're scared of them.
I wonder if you could buy weed on Amazon. That's the next thing that Jeff Bezos needs to corner in the market, is to make it legal to buy weed anywhere in the country on Amazon.
The thing is, Jeff Bezos could be super rich, even more rich than he is, if he would just back some sort of legalization effort.
Yeah.
He could be like, rich as fuck if he did that.
All these billionaires could like make weed legal, since they run everything anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something they could do.
Yeah. They should it cool to smoke weed.
They should just start smoking weed. Well, Elon Musk did, and then no one cared.
Yeah. He's like a faggot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
Elon Musk. He is kind of a dweeb.
Oh yeah.
They all are, man. They're all fucking awful.
Yeah, but like Jeff. I mean, yeah, they're all fucking awful. But like, you got to get one that's not like a lay epic Redditor. Like Jeff Bezos hanging out with Lizzo was actually so cool to me. legitimately, that like almost worked on me.
Do you think he hit?
Almost got you?
I hope he hit.
Do you think he hit? I think he hit.
I hope so.
He's fresh off that divorce, bro.
You seen his eye?
Yeah.
No.
He's just got a pink eye from just eating Lizzo's ass, maybe.
Well, no, he's got an eye that's a little more closed than the other.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a fucking lazy eye? That's so funny.
It's kind of, like, but it's lazy. Like really cool.
It's just like
I have that too, but it's not as noticeable.
Yeah, same. I have one eye that's bigger than the other.
Well, here's the thing. Most people, you have like $1 billion, but not correct vision.
Come on, he's man. Got $1 billion and he can't get that fit. He's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna roll. Like, he's gonna die, and that money's just gonna be like,
I think move on to some. He needs like a nemesis. Like, he needs to be like Lex Luthor almost.
We need a superhero to like, you know, fight. He should just become Iron Man.
That actually make him really cool if he just started fighting. Crime.
Isn't his nemesis that the socialist gun girl, the communist gun girl? I mean,
like she can be shut down by calling her a bitch or something, like,
or calling her out for like having sex in front of her friend or whatever.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos started putting on an Iron Man suit and started like blowing shit up in Iran, that'd be kind of cool to me.
Jeff Bezos fucking puts on a suit, flies to a fucking flies to a wedding in Iraq and just like blows it up.
Yeah, blows it up.
Yeah,
he
just like
we
sends
see
a fucking Predator missile down to the ceremony.
Yeah, we see him flying.
Obama tips a cap at him.
Yeah, dude, the fact that he makes enough money to own his own country is like insane. Like he could just buy a piece of land and just call it like
Bezoland.
No, yeah, but or yeah, Bezoland or like Uzbezostan, I think would be fun.
Bezostan.
Yes.
he just has like he buys up all of the land in the Amazon, and then builds just Amazon factories on
that
it.
That is literally the Amazon.
Yeah, and then he calls it Uzbezostan for like border stuff, but then it's just one giant Amazon.
The whole country, its border is just like a big wall with like a big tin roof. It's a fucking warehouse.
Yeah, and everybody pees in the corner of the warehouse. No, there's no real bathrooms.
You have to take a golf cart 20 miles to the other side of the country just to take a piss.
Yeah, it's like the first like real socialist capitalist nation.
Yeah.
Everyone has housing, but they all have to work at the warehouse.
Yeah.
That actually yeah, you just is kind
of sleep
cool.
up in like the rafters, you know, where the pallets yeah. are up top.
Yeah.
Isn't China already done that?
Are they doing that?
Yeah, and it's working.
In those warehouses, yeah.
They got warehouses.
Those.
Is that where they're bringing the protesters?
That's where they make your iPhone.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you what, they do a damn good job, so whatever they got going is...
Yeah, I've dropped this fucker like 12 times, and it's not broken yet.
That's why I know the iPhones are overpriced, because
yeah,
there's no way they're paying those people that much.
Yeah, the labor doesn't add up as far as
no.
cost. It's not like having a white guy fix your brakes or something. It's like having a Chinese kid build you a car.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to commit human rights violations, I better at least see some profits myself out of it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
It's not about the morality of it all. It's like I just want cheaper iPhones if you're going to have child labor.
Well, the thing is they're taking shit away now. I heard that the iPhone 12 doesn't even come with a charging block.
What?
What do you mean a charging block?
Like the adapter deal that plug into the wall.
It just comes with a cable, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and their whole thing was they wanted you to like not like they wanted to save the plastic, right?
And the alkaline or whatever.
Yeah, but the new charger doesn't work on your old port.
Yeah. So
they probably want you to buy a Mac to plug it into with the USB-C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine having to charge your phone on your Mac every night.
What's the new adapter? Is it still Lightning or is it USB-C now on the iPhone 12?
It's USB-C to Lightning is what it, is.
So it's actually USB-C now.
Yeah.
It's a completely different adapter.
Jesus Christ, dude. You might as well just buy a fucking
they
should have
done
this
the last
charger.
Time. Honestly, that USB-C is probably it's what all new Android phones use.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good that they're making it.
That's where everything's going. That's making everything universal. It's actually not that bad this time.
Yeah, that's
as long as
good.
They don't make a new adapter ever again.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? I'm fed up. I'm going back to the home phone that I had, like the landline.
We got landlines
I'm just gonna go
again?
Tweet the N-word from the library computer. I'm fed up. I'm going to make an anonymous account and tweet the N-word of the library. Fuck you, Apple. This is your fault.
Dude, someone's pushing you over the edge.
Yeah, I've had enough.
I'm going to start tweeting the N-word now because there's not enough. There's too many adapters.
Yeah.
At the library, mind you. I'm tweeting it. I don't own any devices.
You can jerk off at the library, so why not?
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, you're allowed to go in there and jerk off. They let you do it.
Yeah as long
the
as
kids
you're,
are there all day.
As long
when
as
you're homeless, they let you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let you drink in the library, too, as long as they don't catch you.
Yeah.
They let you what?
They let you drink. Like beer,
yeah.
You don't let them see you, you can do it. They're like cool parents.
And if you're homeless, you can actually keep your booze there. You can like hollow out a book and put the bottle in there.
Yeah, until some jackass fucking, until some Let's jackass checks out the goddamn Bible, and then where are we? You know.
Do you think they have the Bible at the library? That seems like a weird book to have.
Yeah, they put it in top 10 like greatest fiction novels or something at the library because they're all like fucking libs.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. Yeah. The library is a liberal institution and they don't believe in God.
That's a funny conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But it's true. I know a librarian and she's super liberal.
Hmm.
Yeah, I used to go to the library in the summer. And it'd be like a thing where it's like, oh, since you're like a youth in the community, you can check out one thing for free.
Mm-hmm.
Right, without a, without a library card.
Yeah.
I just used to get movies all the time. Like I would get Cat in the Hat over and over and over and over again.
What the hell, dude?
From the library?
Come on, man.
I remember I got a library.
What is wrong with you?
In college, I went to go vote at the library. And they didn't let me vote because I couldn't prove that I lived where I lived. So I got a library card instead and checked out two books and then took 2 years to return them and had like a 60 like something dollar fine by the time I returned one, but then the other one was like $100. And they were like, "You owe us money." And I was like, "No, I don't. You have the books back. Leave me alone."
Did you revoke?
No, I never got to vote. It was a bummer.
It doesn't matter. Voting's pointless.
Well, it was voter suppression, actually, which hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The POC was denied his vote.
Did they know? What year was this?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh, so it was like a midterm?
Like, yeah, it was just like midterm local.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that big a deal, but... You
those
know,
are actually more important, I think.
I could have voted out Congressman Tom Emmer, who's a piece of shit motherfucker. If he sends me another email, I'll fucking not threaten him on the podcast, I guess. But
I remember.
He's a piece of shit. Fuck you. If you ever email me again telling me to go fuck myself because I have legitimate concerns about the community, I'll kill myself.
I will eat your ass.
The only thing I remember from the library, I used to read The Adventures of Pinocchio like all the time. I'd check out that book and I would like extend my checkout. So I'd like return it and then check it out again just because I love to read it.
I used to return. Okay, so what I would do is I would just get a library card, right? Take the book, never return it, and then come back the next like couple weeks and be like, "Oh, I don't have a library card," and they would make you a library card over again. Mm. So you could just keep stealing the books. The tips and tricks from me.
Does that contain any like like identity theft at all? Because don't you have to give them your name and like where you live?
Yeah, just give them an address. I guess it was illegal, huh?
A little bit,
but like I don't know, who's gonna get me, the library security guard?
Yeah, Bookman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Detective Bookman from Seinfeld. What was it? What was that bit in Seinfeld?
Yeah, it was a... Oh, my God.
It was a late library feast that his name was something Bookman. He's like, "Your last name's Bookman and you work at the library?"
J.K. Rowling personally finds me and calls me a slur for trans people.
Yeah.
The punishment for stealing books from the library.
Are there any trans slurs?
Yeah, there's some good ones.
I've never heard of them.
Cracks Knuckles.
Cracks Knuckles starts viciously typing on
the biggest one is like
computer.
Tranny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
Oh, Tranny's a slur?
One. Yeah, technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicks with dicks, you can't say.
A trap?
Yep, traps are bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, those aren't really slurs, are they? Those are just like...
I mean, I guess they're not necessarily like slurs, but like they're things you shouldn't. I don't know.
It's kind of like calling a black guy boy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right.
It's like technically not a slur, but like you could get your ass beat for it real good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But who says I don't want a nice ass pounding from some trans people? Winky face. Mm-hmm.
Winky face emoji. Yep. Lipton Tea Parks.
Wow, don't...
It's just,
you don't have to do
you know,
that.
It's just to educate... It's just to educate our listeners on what not to say.
Just Dox Clan.
Yeah, just say my whole name. Not that it matters to me at all, but...
I mean, I
just wasn't thinking in fucking
Dox. I would never use any of those.
Yeah, I don't... I would never use any of those either.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know that there were actual slurs. I just thought that like people were just straight up disrespectful or just like use like dead names and stuff.
Yeah, I guess those are other things that are like not good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's really something that kind of got like pushed to like the forefront the last like couple years, I would say. At least like when I started seeing like
it is crazy how like gender politics is like really taken like more a prevalent role in society, like, recently.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first, I only had, like, one experience, like, prior to moving to Columbus, like, in 2012, I'd only experienced, like, a trans person, like, one time. And I had no idea, like, what to make of it. Because it's just not something I ever saw living in Dayton.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I've lived in Columbus my whole life, and I didn't know what a non-binary person was until, like, last year.
Yeah, I guess I kind of got exposed to, like, that whole world, I want to say, when I was, like, 21, probably. Just, like, that was when I was Twitter. I was really branching out on Twitter then, and just, like, because I don't know, I grew up in a small town, like, 6,000 people. It's, like, it's all white people.
Yeah.
And, like, a black family, that's it.
I never knew about non-binary people until probably 2 years ago. Like, I think that, yeah, it really has been something, like, the past year that's been more prevalent, which I think is, like, fine.
Here's the thing. Yeah. When you're in, like, a poor neighborhood, to be honest, if you're, like, trans or non-binary, you move out when you're, like, 18.
Yeah.
Like, you just leave. Like, you just, yeah. Like, I'm from a poor neighborhood, and, like, you just fucking go if you're one of those. Like, no, I'm not saying that you should, but, like, you just go if you're one of those people. Like,
yeah, because you gotta go live your life.
Yeah, it's, like, not, like, I don't know. It's not accepted very well.
Yeah.
It is more now, but, like, when I was, like, when I graduated in 2015, like, the idea of, like, a trans person being normalized was, like, crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, after I graduated high school, I would, like, hear things from my parents about, like, yeah, this person in, you know, your sibling's grade is a transgender now.
That's such a funny way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like... Yeah, Ma, I don't really know. You know, I graduated 4 years ago. I have no idea who this person even is.
Well, when I was in high school, everyone made fun of the gay kids who wouldn't come out as gay because they were afraid to come out as gay. But everyone would make fun of them because they knew they were gay. Just by the way that, you know.
Right. Well, just by the way, like, that they were gay. Yeah.
Yeah, just basically the fact that they were gay. Yeah, yeah. You could tell. People would make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, 2006.
When did you go to high school? Like, the early 2000s, yeah?
2005 is when I graduated.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I'm old as fuck.
That's 11 years before I graduated high school. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, dude, I'm an old motherfucker.
Hell yeah. I'm usually the old man in this group. I'm going to be 25 on election day.
Yep, but... he's going to be 46.
Yeah. Not going to be 46. Yeah. Not true.
He turned 25 on election day in 2000.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's...
I voted in 2004, so that was the first time I voted.
Wow.
Who won? Al Gore, yeah, right?
No, that wasn't Al Gore. That was John
Bush,
Kerry.
Bush and Kerry.
Yeah.
Kerry. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because my grandpa would watch the news, and anytime George Bush would say anything, he'd just be like, "You stupid motherfucker." Yeah,
my dad was all about George Bush.
Yeah, damn.
George Bush was, like, borderline mentally challenged, wasn't he?
Yes, absolutely. Dude is absolutely an idiot.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
Like, dude, the way he dodged that shoe though, he has some agility on him.
Absolutely.
My favorite thing in middle
trouble.
Yeah. I really love that picture that went around in, like, middle school. For us, I guess, like, eating the corn on the cob, but it's like they put the cat in there instead.
Of George Bush?
Yeah, did you ever see that picture?
I don't know.
Never saw the picture of George Bush eating the cat.
I'm Googling it right now.
I thought this was, like, huge.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Listen, I'll be honest, didn't see this at the time that you were talking about it, but I've seen this before.
Okay, this was, like, I remember just being in, like, the media center, and, like, some kid will pull this up and be like, "Everyone, come look, and you'd seen it, like, 100 times, but it was just so funny. It's like, "Oh my god, the president's eating a goddamn cat."
Yeah. The president eating a cat is pretty sweet. I wonder if nowadays you could find somebody who photoshopped it so he was eating a fetus.
That would actually be. That's a gold mine. Further editing this photo to stay current.
Yeah. You could probably find like a Hillary Clinton picture where she's eating corn on the cob and then put like a baby in there instead.
Oh yeah, I have seen that. Okay, yeah, on MySpace.
Yeah. No, that picture kicks ass. What else? What else could you put in there? Be like, oh my god, George Bush is eating a Black Lives Matter sign. Racist.
Yeah, you could do that. You could, ooh, you could put Michelle Obama in his hands, because he's in love with her.
Oh my god, George Bush is eating Michelle Obama out. Or actually, he's sucking Michelle Obama's dick. Never mind, I forgot.
Yeah. Because Michelle Obama is trans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's sucking her off real good.
Just putting a
big dick. Where did the Michelle Obama being trans thing even come from?
The truth.
I think it started as like a Republican, like she's got broad shoulders. She's got like broad ass shoulders and just is built like a linebacker, I think is like what it was. And then people were like, oh, she's a man. And then somebody like photoshopped a bulge under her dress. Like that was like a thing that like went around for a while.
It was basically their way of calling her a monkey without doing it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's like what they tried to do with Lizzo.
Yeah. It was like, isn't she so fat? She looks like a fucking gorilla. And it's like, no, you're just being racist.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, the whole black people monkey thing, it's kind of tired. She's tranny. She's a tranny now. That's funny. Yeah. It's current.
Trans people are hip. We can do two birds, one penis, and it's Michelle Obama.
Yeah, two balls, one dick on Michelle Obama.
Did we do Obama wearing white Air Force Ones with the tan suit on an episode already?
Oh, we might have.
I think we did. I think I re-listened to an episode that's recent and heard that.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick. If we haven't done that, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I never remember what we've done.
You just kind of do it and then just let it publicly go out there for everybody to stay forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just kind of say whatever pops into our head. Yeah. Which is just so genius.
It's the best way to do it, you know, just totally unfiltered thoughts that you just kind of spew out without really thinking about the consequences of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just say whatever slur you're thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a faggot. That's my favorite one. I think that is my favorite one, actually.
Faggot is a great slur.
It's just got a good enough sting. It's long enough. It's got the two syllables, which I think is important for a good slur.
Mm-hmm.
Think if you get like one syllable ones are all right, like WAP is okay, I guess, but like it doesn't, there's like a little dig.
Is it Italian? Is it the Italian one?
Yeah, that's without papers. But like you could also go Dago, and Dago kind of has a little dig because it's got that like G in the middle between the first and second syllable, which I
think without papers.
Yeah, WOP, WAP, without papers.
Because they didn't have any papers, because they came in with those smelly, smelly tomato boats.
Yeah.
Italians.
It's so funny how
Irish American land.
It's so interesting how like all like the old, like the white nationalities used to be people used to hate, like in the early Americas.
Yeah. Well, Irish people were. I mean, this is gonna sound ridiculous to people nowadays, but Irish people were basically black people in like the 30s.
20s. I know, it's 30s. Wild to think about.
My people went through so much.
They really
my
did.
My people too, man.
No.
Yes.
No, you guys almost had the world in the 40s. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I got.
It's not my fault. You guys can't finish.
How did the Germans fare?
They were probably fine. I don't know. My family came down like and just got a bunch of farmland. They didn't like they weren't on the coast or anything like that. They just bought a bunch of land in Minnesota, and it's just all farmed, rented out to farmers.
Yeah, I had relatives in Rockford, Illinois. I don't know if that rings any bells for anyone. So
I was just in the IRA.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think everyone in my family, both sides, came down through Canada to get here.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, we came in through... Yeah. I'm pretty sure we came in through, like, New York, and then went from New York to Illinois, and then went from Illinois to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know my family's heritage, but, like, it's just so painfully obvious I'm Irish.
Yeah. Well, your last name
so
is
So wait, O'Hare. Okay, no, pause. You've been just claiming full Irish descent, and you have no idea. You just created this whole victim complex around something you don't even fucking know about.
There's a chance that maybe some of your ancestors raped my ancestors. I'm willing to admit that. Maybe some of you dirty Germans or Italians got my hands in my blood.
No, I'm just saying, well, pure Irish. We're like Italian and Irish. They were forbidden love, and they ran away from America together.
You guys can't override me with German. It's 50-50 on that side. It was a McLaughlin and a Rothstein.
I'm sure. I'm sure cave
piss
Hitler.
Off. Oh, you what? You want to live fucking 500 cave, years a slave in this Irish body?
Cave
Dolph.
Cave Dolph Rothstein.
Yeah. Cave Heimlich. I don't want to hear it, man.
I'm sick of hearing it from you. You get your fucking facts straight, then you can.
Why don't you eat a fucking? Why don't you eat a fucking sausage, you stupid German bitch?
I'm just done believing you. I don't believe that your ancestors were oppressed in any way.
Okay, Kraut.
Okay.
There's
one that I want to say, but I can't.
He wants to say
Germans
green.
Germans are never oppressed.
Yeah, they've never been oppressed.
I'm pretty sure.
The only times they've been oppressed is after they fucked up.
Yeah.
And now they're
like... That was hard on us.
Dude, the German neighborhood in Columbus is like the nicest neighborhood in the city.
German Village is beautiful. Just like
Italian
one
Village
Irish
too.
There's like one Irish pub that's like... Basically, the South End is the Irish Village. It's just fucking white trash people stealing copper wire.
That's it. Just meth heads.
Do you guys have a Chinatown in Columbus?
Yeah, it's called the Rice Bowl. It's one restaurant.
There's like a Asian market, like a Japanese market in like one of the suburbs. It's pretty fucking sick.
Dope.
But it's not like a
Because that's the thing, like, I've always been curious about is, like, are there still traces of the boroughs that were in, like, bigger cities?
Yeah, I mean, we have that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so small, it's just, like...
It's on a micro scale. There's, like, a little Somali up north.
Well, yeah, but that's, like...
There's a lot of Somali people.
That's not, like...
Shit ton of Somali people.
We have a shit ton of Somali people, too.
There's a tiny little war zone on the west side called the Hilltop.
Yep.
He's sick.
I personally love I was gonna talk about snow because it was like it's snowing today here, and I hit a curb really hard, so we're gonna see if my rim needs to be replaced or not. But
dumbass.
Dude, it's not my fault. It's fucking snowing outside.
I know. I have the weather in Minneapolis suit.
It's not my fault. Forget about it.
Yeah. But then I was like thinking about like all the Somalis that live here, and they're notoriously bad drivers.
Yeah.
Hot take incoming.
That's not a hot take. I think anyone who's ever driven on a highway or got on a highway going 30 miles an hour behind a minivan can fucking tell you. It's not like a racist thing. It's just it's what happens. But I'm hoping they're doing well while they're driving out there.
Poorly.
Yeah. What's the end game with that?
No, I just I'm.
I hope
I'm worried
I hope
they
don't fucking
them.
Crash into me.
I hope they don't crash at all.
Well, actually, there's a huge Asian community up north, like past Columbus, where the Honda plant is. I'm not even kidding. There's just a shit ton of Asian people there.
That's so funny to me, though.
Also, OSU has a lot of Asian students.
Yeah.
Like a fuck ton.
Yeah, shit ton. And Indian.
That's cool, though.
Yep. But it's also like a major university, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the, yeah.
There's a really good Indian restaurant on campus.
It's a lot of good Indian restaurants.
Did they make it, or?
What?
Did all the Indians on campus make it, or is it like a campus thing?
Yeah, it's one. That's all of them that go there. It's all like the 10,000 Indians in a kitchen.
Yeah.
You actually you get a government grant to go work there. You don't go to school there. You just work there.
You work in an Indian restaurant making buttered chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rocks.
Yeah, we're gonna give you a $2,000 grant so you can get your ass out here and get in the kitchen.
Yeah, I remember that was like a big thing though. Like, was most of like at least where like I went to school, it was like student employees were all like the foreign kids who were coming over to do like study abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll study abroad.
It was pretty funny.
Whoop.
Like
they're working at the Denny's underneath the fucking like rec center or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I saw the downtown Columbus YMCA for the first time the other day.
Yeah, that place, I used to work out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. All it's just like the fucking tweakers hanging out outside of it. It's so cool.
Well, it's basically like, I think there's like a hotel in there, basically.
It's like a hotel, but the room is like $5 a night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in that one night.
Yeah. Dude. That's... Just the $5 roach infested room at the YMCA underneath, like it's basically underneath the road. It's basically underneath Long Street.
Jesus.
I recently went to one of those like deals at the YMCA where they just bring out
fuck a man in the ass.
No. They bring out like the big bins, like they almost look like dumpsters. And it's just like full of clothes that got donated and random shit, and you just like have to follow a line and you get to dig through them for clothes. Is that like anybody know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about. I see you wandered into a homeless shelter and stole clothes from them.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I went into the Salvation Army and got a new hoodie. Oh.
Y'all ever buy underwear from a thrift store?
Never.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I don't think I could do that.
I've bought in socks, though, because they'll be, like, new socks. They won't actually be, like...
Yeah, they don't sell used shit like that.
Yeah. But they have used underwear there, and I would never buy...
There's no way they have used underwear, really?
Dude, yeah, they're just, like, on a hanger.
Some of the shit they have on the rack at, like, the Goodwills does look like it's been worn before.
Yeah, they're, like, 10-cent pairs of underwear.
Yeah, and they're like white, and they're like they're clean looking, but like they're definitely stretched out. I mean,
if you clean it, you wash it.
I refuse to do that. That's
the best shirt I ever got from the thrift store was a shirt. It said, "She thinks my tractor's sexy."
I'd just be so scared of like getting a fucking STD from like Goodwill underwear.
I don't think you can. But
like, maybe it's ingrained in the fibers of it.
The fiber, there's an STD like fragment just in one of the threads.
It doesn't matter how many times you wash it, there's still AIDS in there, and then it gets in your dick hole and you get AIDS.
Yeah, you buy.
You can get AIDS from just contact toilets on toilet seats.
No, you can't.
I watch. I don't like that one bit.
I watch House MD. That's not true.
That was a big thing though in the '80s. They would say shit like that.
They were so scared of AIDS, dude.
I think they just wanted gay people to stop using public bathrooms.
What if we found out that coronavirus was?
They started talking about that. Did you know that? Where they were like, "Yeah, if someone farts, it could transfer that way." And it's like, the fuck it, no.
You have to wear an ass mask.
Yeah.
My favorite COVID take, this was like pretty early on, but seeing like the article come out where it's like tobacco smokers are not as at risk for getting COVID because the smoke can like kill the virus.
Yeah.
I think a cigarette wrote that article.
Yeah.
Dude, I like support
the CEO
that article.
At Marlboro is like, yeah, this is great. Get this out to all the papers immediately.
Big tobacco says... It's like that airplane, like getting the coronavirus on an airplane is almost impossible, says big airplane companies.
Yeah, so
United
Delta.
Delta releases an article. Oh, actually, you can't get coronavirus on an airplane. It's impossible. Our scientists have done research.
They literally like just did that.
We walked through all of our planes with a black light and we didn't see any virus.
It's like, who's studying? Who's like running these studies?
Yeah. We had two members of our custodial staff wipe down the airplane. And so you're not going to get COVID on here.
There's no way to get COVID.
They've actually found out that it's not as like when it first came out, they thought it could stay on services for like 2 weeks or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember hearing that. I was working at the airport at the time and I was like, oh, fuck me. I'm totally going to get this shit.
Dude. Yeah. I was working at a restaurant. I was like, yeah, I'm fucked.
But it's not like that.
No, it's not.
It's just a breathing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I have a lot of people breathing into my mouth a lot.
Yeah,
just in general.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm always like really close to people breathing.
Yeah, I go to like orgies on the weekends, and it really harshes the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. What am I supposed to fuck 10 people and not kiss one of them?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Thought we were making love, not fucking.
Mm-hmm. You can't put the Grateful Dead on and expect me not to kiss a bitch. All
right. Right. No. Exactly.
It's like that's always Sunny episode where they go to the orgy and it's just like he's like,
oh,
he's
being,
just like a buffet or whatever.
A buffet.
Yeah.
That guy's not even wearing a mask. You see, now he's got the right idea.
Yeah.
He just said it. Oh my god.
Oh man, I just watched that episode last week. Actually, this shit. Oh.
The only way to have sex now with like partners that aren't someone you're living with is to put a door on top of them. And then they just suck you off.
No, you have
really
to do
it. That doesn't change anything for me.
You have to do it the Jewish way. Through a white sheet.
Oh, through a sheet, yeah.
Yeah.
And it has to get blood on it. Otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those
are the rules.
Yeah, that's the rules.
Yeah, I like that. I might start having sex the Jew way. Honestly.
If there's no blood on it, that means that she wasn't the virgin before you guys got together.
Right.
So then she's a slut.
I want to do a Jew accent, but I've been struggling with it lately. I just can't seem to like grab it anymore,
dude.
Like the Wall Street Jew.
I don't know, dude. Like we were riffing the other day on a phone call, and I tried to do like the Jewish accent. I could not hit it.
Well, is it like Israeli, or are you trying to do like?
He's like a New York City like Jewish person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah.
Well, which one are you trying to do? Because they're two different ones.
Like the Nick Mullen one, probably.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Here's my only reference is like the Jews from Dewey Cox. They're like the Orthodox Jews.
If I like
Dewey Cooks.
The Hasidic.
If I could just do a Brooklyn accent, I'd be solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doing the Jewish accent, you just got to get like nasally and then like do the like you know,
talk like a little sniveling bitch, basically.
I lent you $2 the other day, and you didn't call me back.
Yeah.
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 Well, it's like I can grab it for a second and I lose it. And I'm not about to embarrass myself on this podcast. I have never been embarrassed on this podcast.
I think the anti-Semitism has already been embarrassing.
We've done a lot of.
I know. I'm kidding.
We've done a lot of anti-Semitism early on. I think there was like a streak of like 5 episodes right off the bat where we talked about Israel and the IDF.
Well, someone had to piss me off about that, you know.
I don't think
they're only halfway in my sights.
I don't think criticizing Israel is anti-Semitic.
Me neither.
No,
but some people.
I think Israel needs to be criticized.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I choose to do it for anti-Semitic reasons.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
My body, my choice. You know.
Yeah. I let people bash the white community so I can be anti-Semitic. Okay. I let it happen so I can do my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I let people shit on white culture day in and day out online. I don't do a thing about it.
What's your favorite white culture thing?
My favorite
fucking your relatives for sure is my favorite thing to do as a white man.
Fucking your relatives? Like incest?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of a harsh word for it, but yeah. Cousin posts.
First cousins, second cousins.
I'm straight off the tap, first cousins.
Oh, you know what?
Calling your family member that you're having sex with straight off the tap.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Meal prepping is my favorite white person thing.
Meal prepping?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's so fucking lame.
Is that a white person?
Yeah, no, it's stupid. Who would do that?
Don't meal prep.
Yeah.
Just eat from a drive-thru like a normal person.
I gotta come clean real quick. I do meal prep. That please don't say that.
I'm kidding.
Steal whatever you can take from the movie theater's dumpster like a man.
That's meal prepping.
Yeah, meal prepping is getting a warm pretzel and some nacho cheese and putting it in. You just put it in a plastic container, put it in the fridge, forget about it, and then 20 days later, you pull it out, throw it away, and clean it. Clean the clean the container. Oh. Yeah,
my meal prep is getting a family-sized Papa Murphy's pizza, cooking that in the oven, and then spending the next 4 days just eating it from the fridge.
Yeah.
That tweet I had yesterday was so good. The I don't even have dishes. I just eat out of the Little Caesars pizza box every single day.
Dude, my favorite. You know, people talk about like doing juice cleanses and stuff. Like that's a white people thing, I think. But my favorite way to do a juice cleanse is to just get food poisoning and just shit out everything until there's nothing left, and then keep shitting.
Yeah.
I did that once after a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and it was the greatest thing in the fucking world.
That was the worst. That was the worst day ever. That was not fun.
Didn't that juice cleanse happen in the airport?
What?
What?
Oh.
That one's good, man. Damn. Well.
Yeah. What, in Chicago?
We're at about an hour, so Scott.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful talking to you, man. Thank you for having
fun.
Us on your podcast. What's your podcast called?
Posters Paradise.
Yeah, that fucking rocks. That's coming out the same day as this one, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll post it tomorrow.
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty low effort, so we'll see.
Do you have anything else that you want to plug other than the Posters Paradise?
No, that's it. And follow me on Twitter, Elon OnlyFans.
Hell yeah.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Hell yeah.
Cave. Elon OnlyFans.
Cave, you got anything, man?
Oh, I have to follow that? I can't follow that.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, just... at KPVQN and at Wokelet is good. Follow both of them. Fuck it. I don't care anymore.
I love you just tweeting on two accounts.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. My favorite thing is like tweeting the same thing on both accounts at the exact same time. And then both of those tweets getting zero likes. That shit is so goddamn funny.
Chris.
Because one can be explained away, but yeah.
Chris, you got anything, man?
Follow my Twitter if you're not following my Twitter. I do notice that sometimes people will interact with the podcast and then follow me. Like, bro, why are you not following me already?
Yeah,
so fucking hilarious.
People will interact with me and then go follow the podcast. This is something I've noticed. It's funny.
Just like, yeah. What's funny about it is like, you know, I'm doing cool shit on there. I'm posting aloes getting fucked.
Yeah, you got a lot of good pics.
Yeah.
A lot of weird shit.
Yeah, posting SpongeBob getting his dick sucked by Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm posting things like eating Skittles. Some updates, you know? follow me on there.
Yeah, and if you don't want to see any of that shit, follow me instead.
Well, if you want to see all of what Chris posts and what Cave posts and what I post, Follow me, Clay_PNG. And
I mean, sometimes I'll randomly speak exclusively Arabic for a night.
And if you want to see Elon OnlyFans posts, follow Elon OnlyFans.
Yeah. I also got a new T-shirt out. It's I'm with gay, and then it points.
I'm gay,
it
yeah.
points
and if
forward.
You
want to
follow me, follow at KPVQN. and also follow at Woke Lettuce Guy.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And join
I
the,
have two accounts.
Join the Patreon.
Don't about the gay T-shirts.
buy the gay T-shirts. Get on the Patreon, man.
He's still getting gay Arby's T-shirt, even.
Yeah, you can still get on any T-shirt I've ever made. They're all available.
Yeah. You can. My T-shirts are for sale. No one ever bought.
And if you have the choice, if it's either get the shirt or subscribe to a high Patreon tier, do the Patreon tier because we all got to split that money. If you do the T-shirt, that's just Clifton.
Yeah, unless I get something going on the Who Up T-shirt store, which I'm working on. But
yeah.
All right. Well,
you should make a T-shirt of that night Clay got or Cave got drugged.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that, actually, getting a PNG, like a transparent PNG of that and selling that on a shirt.
Yeah, and then not giving Gabe any of the money.
No, just the outline? No, it should be.
No,
it should
it's
be
the whole
picture,
thing.
The
it's, yeah, it's
yeah,
just
the
whole
picture. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
But it's just you. It's not like the scene. It's just you on the shirt.
How much would we have to pay you for you to get back what you lost that night?
I would need like $250
and $250
in cash. What?
And an internship with Kenny Beats.
Yeah. I need an internship with Kenny Beats, Judge Beats' phone number. I need $250 cash. I would need my original social security card. An iPhone SE.
Yep. So
from
let's
like,
see
from
we can
2 years
do
ago.
Yeah. So yeah, if you can donate on any of that to the Patreon or to get the Cave shirt.
Yeah.
Man, we've been doing this plug. Follow Elon OnlyFans on Twitter. Follow all of us. Thanks for listening.